David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Super excited today. I just got to meet this lovely lady. Her name is Debbie Adams. She is our guest today. Debbie grew up with a deep, deep love for books, often visiting the local library every weekend to discover her next adventure through reading. She believes that books have the power to transport you to different places and experiences without ever leaving home. I love that. Called by God to write inspirational, faith-based books, Debbie aims to uplift and encourage others through her heartfelt writings. She is the author of three books, Unlocking the Code to Bliss, Divine Promises, Straighten Your Crown, and she's going to talk to us today about spring and what that represents and letting go of the old, welcoming the new energy. Welcome to the show. But before we get started, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio, because without you, this would not be possible. How are you today, Debbie?
I am doing fabulous, and I am glad to be back on here again because it's been a while.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Where are you coming from?
Where do you live? Middle Tennessee.
Okay. So I'm in Canada.
Oh.
Yes, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So we're quite far away from each other.
Yeah, I've been to Canada on vacation years ago.
Okay. Where did you visit?
We went to see the Niagara Falls. Mm. And we saw the American side and we saw the Canadian side, which I think the Canadian side looks better.
Okay. But, yeah. The topography in Canada is just next to none. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, welcome back. I'm glad you came back to the show. So what would you like to talk about today? I know we were going to talk about the spring and all that change that it brings. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, I was thinking today that with it being springtime, sometimes we get in a rut and we just do the same thing over and over. And I mean, I've been there, you know, I'm guilty. I'm talking to myself. And I was thinking with the spring, it's a renewal. And so we need to always be trying to renew our life, renew our energy, just different things in our life. And I have went through, anybody that's watched me on any podcast knows that I have went through a lot of life situations. And it is all about renewal. And I think that's why this is a good topic to talk about. And the main one is this book right here, Divine Promises. And that's where I went through 2 years of everything that seemed to be happening. I went through cancer and cancer treatments, and praise God, I am 16 years cancer-free right now. And then I went through losing my job, losing my husband, but I maintained with God's help to continue to go on with my life. And at that point in my life, I had to renew what I was doing at that time because everything had just crashed. I mean, like they say, the plane just fell out of the sky pretty much on my life. And, you know, I, for a little bit, you know, I sit there like, okay, God, where am I going now? All of this has happened. And, but he gave me the reassurance that even though I was going through a valley, I was going through all of this, that it was going to get better when all of this is, taken care of. And that's where I think the renewal comes through. And this book, Divine Promises, is where I talk about a lot of God's, I talk about 10 of God's promises and how it related to my life in every situation that I was going through. And my favorite promise in this book is the one where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he never left me. And so I think that's thinking about the spring, coming on now, that made me think back to, that time. And that's basically what I had to do. I had to just forget, what was going on in the past, just say the winter, and just spring forth into something new. And if I hadn't renewed or had a sense of renewal after all of that, ha what happened or was happening, I mean, where would I be today? I might not be on here. I might not have written three books, but that was God's plan. And I just want your audience to know that whatever they're going through, there is I'll say a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. And, things will get better because they definitely got better for me.
Yeah, I'd like to 100% second that. And I'm a true believer that the difficult, challenging seasons in our life bring apart the most positive change. And those are the things that prepare us for the next thing in our life. But that must have, what was that experience like writing these books? Because you're sharing these experiences that happened to you that were, really traumatic and life-changing. What was it like writing the books?
It was a I want to say it was a good experience on one point because I'm telling my story, and because God told me I needed to tell my story, so it was good on that point. But then on the other end of the scale, I'm refreshing everything that I was going through at that point in my life. And like, I mentioned that after I had my cancer, my husband at that time had left. And all of those bad experiences, it was just hurting my heart. But I knew I had to get that book written. And God was giving me the words to write. And God works in mysterious ways because as I was writing that book, I don't believe in coincidence at all. And I believe God has a hand in everything that we do. And as I was writing that book, my ex-husband called me and apologized for everything that he had put me through. And, I just sat there for a minute and I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And, but I think that helped me to go on with the book and have a better outlook on it, so to speak, as I was finishing it. But yes, it was very tough to write that book.
Do you think it was cathartic for you? Do you think it helped you piece things together? Do you think it gave you clarity on some of the situations? And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, there were, I think some of the things that happen, sometimes we try to block things out of our mind. We go through things and And
Our
then it's
body
just like,
protects us. It shuts it down and actually like causes us to forget things on purpose to protect us sometimes.
Yes. And especially with my husband at that time leaving just after I had finished my cancer treatments. And, anybody that goes through cancer knows that, your mental capacity isn't, where it needs to be because you've had this sickness for however many months, And so I think I probably just put it in the back of my mind. It was still there, but I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't concentrating on it. And mainly because God gave me a wonderful new husband after all of that. And, I was concentrating on, our life, our new life, and, doing things with him. And, he took me on, he took me to Niagara Falls. I'd never been there, and several, trips. And then when, God told me I need to start writing a book and share my testimony. And yes, there was, I found out there was a lot that I had put in the back of my brain. And when I started writing it, and especially when my ex called and apologized, and I just felt blown away. And so I did actually have to take a break from writing it for a few days, and just to get my energy, get my brain waves back to where they needed to be. And that's the way it is in life. I mean, sometimes you might be going through something, and you need to just step away for a minute, go on a trip, do something fun where you don't think about it, stuff like that. But yes, I did have to get some refresher, refreshment, in between writing this book.
What were some of the things you did to, ground yourself, connecting to your higher power? Like, I mean, what are some things that we can do that worked for you that our audience would relate to, and how to, make yourself feel better in a situation where you just feel like the world is against you, everything is just not going your way, you're just challenge after challenge after challenge. How did you just stay positive, or what did you hold on to?
When everything started happening, I mean, my faith has always been in God. I grew up in church, was active in my church. I thought I had the perfect life. And then when everything started happening, we are human. So we do, when stuff starts happening, we think, oh no, what's going on? What do I need to do? How can I fix this? And that was my immediate, even though my faith has always been in God, that was my immediate, thought. And when I found out I had cancer, I mean, I just cried my eyes out. And but then my best friend, she knew, that I had been faithful, and my faith was strong throughout all these years. And she told me, she's like, why are you crying? She said God knew this was going to happen before it happened. And then she kind of, pushed me back to where I needed to be. And then after that, I stayed in God's word. And this is things that, anybody that's going through something can do. It doesn't necessarily have to be, a medical issue or, a divorce. It can be anything, big or small. But I stayed in God's word. I prayed to God faithfully. And I also kept a journal. And I wrote down things that God showed me in his word, first off. And second thing was I wrote prayer requests that I wanted God to answer or help me to, get through whatever the situation was. And those three things combined right there, that will help anybody to get through any situation, because you cannot, in this world, we cannot get through anything on our own. We have to look to the higher power.
That's beautiful. Now tell us a little bit about your other books. You have Unlocking the Codes of Bliss. So what was that written based on?
This was my first book, and when God spoke to my heart, I guess 3 years ago now, and told me that I needed to write a book. And
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Share my testimony, which my testimony didn't get in a book until the second book. But my Unlocking the Code to Bliss, that is how to live a healthy lifestyle. Because I went to California to a writer's retreat to learn how to write a book. And God opened a lot of doors for, and used a friend now, but an acquaintance then on Facebook, Michelle Moore Winder, if you're on Facebook. But and then that's where Unlocking the Code to Bliss came from, because she said in the beginning, you need to write a book that people are interested in, not your dream book, which I do have a dream book I haven't written yet. But and so I prayed about it and thought about it, and it's like, okay, everybody, no matter what their size, wants more energy, wants to lose weight, but this ain't a diet book, and wants to feel healthier and, be able to do more things, make, their skin to look better, whether they're a man or woman. And so this is basically talking about how God created our bodies from our head to our toes. And I did a lot of research on this book as I wrote it to make sure I had everything right, correct, because this is my first book. And your brain, God created our brain to connect to everything, and it controls everything in our bodies. I knew that, but I didn't really think that much about it until I started writing this book. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I got excited when I finished the book. And I do have a chapter in there, because the subtitle is A Southern Belle Secret. So I did put a chapter in there about Southern Belles, since I'm from the South, and about how they dress, how they talk, with just to get a chapter away from all the things, how your body is connected, and just to be kind of humorous, chapter in my book. But that's how that book started. And it's basically having a healthy lifestyle. And I talk about how things that I did, to get it, like walking outside, let the nutrients from the grass, walk barefooted, let the nutrients from the grass, go up into your body. And so, but yeah, I mean,
That's
I
those things are so important.
Yeah, and you don't really realize, I didn't really realize until I started writing it, how even vitamin C on your hair, on your skin, how that is important.
It is so important. I love that. What a great first book. And then tell us a little bit about Straighten Your Crown.
Straighten Your Crown is my last book. It was published last February. And it came about as I was outside talking to a neighbor, and God had already told me that I thought when I wrote Divine Promises, I was through writing because I had my testimony in there. And God said, "No, you're not through. I want you to continue writing until I tell you not to." And so that's why I feel like I have been called to write inspirational faith books. But I was outside talking with a friend, and I don't even remember what we were talking about. And she, just in our conversation, she said, "You need to just straighten your crown and go on." I just remember that part of our conversation. Didn't think anything about it. And then God started speaking to my heart, and he's like, "That's your next book title." And I'm thinking, "Okay, what am I going to write about straightening the crown? What is that going to be about?" And as I prayed about it and, thought about it, God put it all together. And I talk about, having confidence. I talk about having positivity in your heart. And the crown, a lot of people think about, Queen Elizabeth and all of those, over there in England that have, the wear the crown on their head. But this is the crown in your heart. And if we have positivity or negativity in our hearts, whatever we say to others or how we act toward others, whatever is in our heart will come out that way. And so I talk about, a lot of, keeping positivity in your heart and keep negativity out. And I give steps in the book, about how to do that. And, I have a big chapter on confidence because I never was one of confidence. I mean, for me to be on here speaking on a podcast, which I've done about 50 now, but for me to be doing that before I started writing these books, no way, because I wasn't even confident as to, what I would say, would be right. But yeah, I talk a lot about that, and I talk about your inner strength, because people don't realize, and I don't think I realized until I started writing this book, God gives us an inner strength. And when we go through stuff, because everybody goes through challenges and situations in their lives, and when we go through stuff, we need to find that inner strength inside of us. And, that is what God uses to give us the strength to tackle whatever we're going through. So that's basically what straightening your crown is.
That's beautiful. I always talk about that burning inner strength feeling that I always felt during the most challenging times in my life. It was like this burning, like just knowing that this wasn't it for me, that there was something so much more, right? Can you relate to that?
Yes, definitely. I
Amazing.
mean, yeah, I mean, I have been through, other than the 2 years that I told you, your audience, that, everything was happening. I mean, there's other things that I have been through, and I have had to find where my inner strength was just, to go on. And but God will show us, how we can, find the strength to go on, and he'll help us. So
So where do we find your amazing books? And tell us about your website. And where do we find you?
all of my books are on Amazon or any online bookstore. And they are also in, I have them in a bookstore in Canada as well. Chapters, I believe, is the name of it. And but if you don't want to go straight to Amazon, you can go straight to my website, and there are links on my website. All you do is click a link, and it will take you to different online bookstores. And you can buy it wherever you want to buy it. And my website is debbieadamsauthor.org, O-R-G. And you can also sign up for future events, that I might be having as well on my website. And I've got a link on there. I just put a link on there for blogs. And I'm going, that's what I did before I actually started writing print books. I did a lot of blogs. So I'm going to get back started to that as well and have all of those on my website. And speaking of future events, anyone that is going to be in Meriwether, Georgia in May, on May the 10th, I will be speaking there. So they can also, they can contact me through my website if they want more information.
What a beautiful thing to do, like share your story and, inspire other people to see the light and get to the other side. It must be so rewarding.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've had a couple of people tell me, that after reading my book, they were going through something I didn't know what I didn't have any idea, and they told me how much it helped.
Right.
And it is such a blessing to, know that you are helping people.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. If you were to leave our audience with one really important thing today, what would that be before we let everyone go?
I would tell them that don't be concerned if they're going through a challenge in their life, a situation in their life, because God is there. Whether they believe in God, trust in God or not, God is there. And to, like I said earlier, lift your voice up to God, just call out to God, and He will give you the strength and the wisdom to know how to, take care of whatever they're going through. And first and foremost, like I said earlier, get in God's word. Or if you haven't been in God's word for a while, get back in there and stay and, pray.
Thank you. Well, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here today. And thanks so much for, the work that you're doing in the world.
Oh, you're welcome. I have enjoyed today.
Amazing. So that's Debbie Adams, everyone. And if you have not checked out her previous episodes, please go back on her channel and check out Debbie Adams. Her books are going to be linked in our show notes. Her website will be there as well. And thanks for tuning in today. I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor, and for now we're signing off. Thanks for being here, Debbie.
Thank you.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.